Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to lesson 9, Nicole for President. Okay, in the previous episode, we considered or I read the whole text. And in this episode, I'm gonna explain the new idioms that I've just learned. I learned these idioms today. And yeah, I wanna explain each idiom and then make a sentence with each of them. Okay, so let's get started. Lesson 9, Nicole for President. Okay, the first idiom is beside the point. You know, we considered this idiom in the former episodes. I don't know which one, but we considered this. And I don't want to make a sentence with this idiom, but beside the point means it's not important. Okay, I say, for example, I don't know, it's beside the point that you are late. You missed the class, okay? Yeah, beside the point means not important. Okay, the next idiom is brown noser. Brown noser is a person who is constantly trying to win favor with people above them, such as teachers or bosses. For example, in school, there are a few students that are so brown nosers. It means they just say, for example, teacher, you wanted to take a test, take an exam from us, or you wanted to look at our, for example, notebooks and so on. Okay, we call this these people or these students brown noser. Okay, they love to get attention of their boss or their teacher or something like that. Okay, I say that a student who is known brown noser is a good boy but snob and self-satisfied. That a student who is known brown noser is a good boy but snob, S-N-O-B, snob and self-satisfied. You know, this idiom has a verb form to brown nose. To brown noser is a adjective, adjective or noun. I don't know, but it has a verb form that is brown nose. For example, we say Dennis is always brown-nosing the boss, but I still don't think he's going to get a promotion. Promotion, okay? So brown-nose means to get attention of the people above you, such as teachers or bosses, okay? So brown-nosers and brown-nose. Okay, the next idiom is by far. By far means by a wide margin or by a great difference, okay? This idiom has three synonyms. The first one is by a long shot, the next one is far and away, and the next one is hands down. Okay, so by far, by a long shot, far and away, and hands down. Okay, these are all mean by a wide margin or by a great difference. Okay. My sentence is, you are by far the best teacher in the world. I don't want a brown nose. Okay? I don't want a brown. We can say it in this way. I don't want a brown nose, but you are by far the best teacher in the world. Okay? I don't want a brown nose. You are by far the best teacher in the world. Okay? By far means so extremely. Okay? Yeah, and the next one is count on someone. Count on someone means to trust to someone or rely on someone. I say, for example, if you count on me, I'll be a proficient stockbroker. Okay? If you count on me, it means if you trust on me or if you rely on me, I'll be a proficient or expert or skilled stockbroker. Okay? Yeah. So, count on someone. Okay, great. The next one is to be crazy about something. Crazy about something means to like something a lot. For example, I say, I'm crazy about teaching. I'm crazy about public speaking. Okay? Yeah. And the next one is full of oneself. Full of oneself means to think too much of oneself, okay? I say, for example, Reza thinks he's the most talented person in this town. He's really full of himself, okay? Reza thinks he's the most talented person in this town. He's really full of himself. It means he thinks too much of himself, yeah. The next one is get down to business. Get down to business means to get serious about a task, okay? Get down to business means to get serious about a task, about a work. My sentence is, my math exam is on Friday. I should stop slacking off and get down to business and start hitting the books. Okay, my math exam is on Friday. I should stop slacking off. Slacking off means wasting time. Okay, I should stop slacking off and get down to business. Okay, I should get serious about it. Okay, I should get down to business and start hitting the books. Okay, so get down to business means to get serious about a task. The next one is get or to have something under one's belt. Get or to have something under one's belt. It means to have or to get experience. Okay, to have or to get experience. I say, before applying for this job, you should have 3 years of working in a company under your belt. Okay, before applying for this job, you should have 3 years of working in a company under your belt. Okay, so have or get something under one's belt means to have or to get experience. I say you should have a 3 year of working experience in a company. Okay, yeah, get or to have something under one's belt means to have or to get experience. The next one is give someone a run for one's money. Give someone a run for one's money. It means to compete very strongly. Okay, you work hard not to be defeated. Okay, in a match or a competition. Yeah, give someone a run for one's money. I say my father is a good hiker and always gives me a run for my money. And always gives me a run for my money. It means he doesn't let me to exceed him, okay, in running or hiking, something like that. Yeah. The next one is give someone the cold shoulder. Give someone the cold shoulder. This idiom has a synonym to blow someone off. Okay, to blow someone off, blow someone off, blow off, blow someone off. Yeah, give someone the cold shoulder means to be cold to someone on purpose or to snub someone. Okay, remember this meaning, to snub someone. Okay, so give someone the cold shoulder, it means giving or snubbing someone. Okay, you don't pay attention to him, okay? Yeah, give someone the cold shoulder. I say, I can't understand why my friend gave me the cold shoulder at school. I can't understand why my friend gave me the cold shoulder at school. It means I can't understand why my friend didn't pay attention to me at school. Okay? He snubbed me. He didn't pay attention to me. Yeah. So give someone the cold shoulder means to snub someone. And to blow someone off also means to snub someone. Yeah, the next one is give someone the time of day. Give someone the time of day. It means to pay any attention to someone or to pay attention to someone. Okay, give someone the time of day. This idiom is often used in negative form. Okay, to not give someone the time of day. It also means to snub someone, not pay attention to someone. I say give someone the time of day. One of my friends didn't give me the time of day back in school, but now he's my best friend. You know, it applies to me, okay? Yeah, it's true. It applies to me. One of my friends didn't give me the time of day back in school, okay? One of my friends didn't give me the time of day back in school, but now he's my best friend. Yeah. The next one is goody goody. Goody goody also means brown noser. Someone who is brown noser. Okay, goody goody and brown noser are the same. Are in the same meaning. I say, you know, let me say this at first. This idiom also has two synonyms. The first one is goody two shoes, goody space two shoes, goody two shoes, and teacher's pets. Okay, teacher's pet. You know, in school, some of my friends told about goody goody students. Or told to a goody-goody student, teacher's bird, you know, teacher's pet. But a teacher's pet is also a synonym for goody-goody. So, goody-goody means someone who wants to get a person who is higher than him or her. Okay, like teacher, like, or boss. Goody goody. I say Lisa is a goody goody student. She always offers to clean the blackboard. Okay? Lisa is a goody goody student. She always offers to clean the blackboard. Okay? Yeah. The next one is it's a deal. 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 It means I am agree or I agree. I am agree is wrong. I agree. Okay? To a proposal or offer. I say, you help me in my homework and I'll help you to get vote. It's a deal, okay? You help me in my homework and I'll help you to get vote. It's a deal, okay? It means I agree with you. Great, the next one is kid around. Kid around means to tease someone or to make fun of someone, okay? Or, yeah, for example, you... mock someone, okay? You tease someone, you joke around, you make fun of someone. Kid around. My brother is always kidding around, so I give him the cold shoulder. My brother is always kidding around, so I give him the cold shoulder. It means I snub him, okay? I give him the cold shoulder. This is just an example, okay? It's not real. Yeah, kid around means to tease someone. Okay, great. The next one is talk into. It means to persuade or to convince. We often use this in this form. Talk someone into something, okay? Talk someone into something. Talk someone into something. Yeah, talk someone into something. But it has been written in this place, talk into, just talk into. But we use talk someone into something. Okay. I say he didn't want to participate in the challenge, but I talked him into it. Okay? He didn't want to participate in the challenge, but I talked him into it. Talked someone into something, but I talked him into it. It means I persuaded him to participate in the challenge. Okay, so he didn't want to participate in the challenge, but I talked him into it. Great. The final idiom in this lesson is you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. It means to cooperate, okay, to do something, you do something for me, and also I wanna do something for you, okay? I say I do your homework and you wash the dishes. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Okay, I do your homework and you wash the dishes. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Great. That's it. I learned in this lesson 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Yeah, I learned 14 new idioms in this lesson and I overlooked 2 idioms beside the point and crazy about. Yeah, I didn't count these idioms because I knew it earlier. Yeah, that's it. This is so great. I learned some new idioms and also I shared them with you. And yep, that's it. Lesson 9 was great. And yeah, thanks God. Thanks for listening, and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot, and bye for now.